walking with Mum and Dad and Noel again by the river, and could hear some crows. I expect you just heard them.
There was also a little moorhen. Did you see it landing? Hear it land in the river or not?
No, I didn't hear that. And these other pretty pretty tweeting birds. We're walking away from the crows now. Mum was just telling me that there's reflections of the trees in the river. It's twilight now, so she can see those in the river.
Well, you can see them during the day as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, the twilight's quite nice because a lot of the detail disappears. So those things you notice more. You don't get distracted by the detail.
Noel and Dad are just a little bit behind us talking about, I don't know, whatever men talk about, I've no idea. Engines.
Care?
Engines, probably.
Do you care?
Not really.
Oh, listen.
Pretty.
I don't know what that is.
Pretty. I love little birds, they're so pretty.
I wonder if this is a robin, it could be. I think it is. So we're going through a gate.
We can look it up on my iPhone later, Mum. I've got a bird song
app. Oh yeah, oh that's good.
And you can click on the bird and it sings you its song.
No.
And you see the picture.
Ah, is it the RSPB? I wonder if it uses the RSPB.
I don't know, it's called bird song.
Ah.
Or something.
But you see, the thing is, a lot of birds, they sing different song variations.
Yeah.
In different areas. They sound differently.
Yeah, oh, they do it by where you are. So you can choose the UK or whatever.
Oh, that's handy.
You had to pay for it. It was a couple of pounds, I think. But I don't know, it was a while ago. I can't remember.
So,
oh, what's that light?
It's another board.
Oh, right.
So this says Lion Close. A map of 1680 includes the fields lying between the High Street and the river, which is behind us now. The High Street's in front of us. Town Close, Lion Close and Bridge Meadow. So those were fields. Town Close, Lion Close and Bridge Meadow. A path named Harlot's Path.
Oh, gosh.
Led from Mill Lane to the site of Queen Eleanor's Cross at the end of the High Street, the landage managed by the Parks Trust.
What's a harlot, Fiona?
Yeah, I know what that is.
Well, you know why that was?
Why?
Because this was the main road between London and Holyhead. Hmm. So a lot of coaches were coming past. And the ladies entertained.
Yes.
Entertained. Wanted some money.
Well.
There were old boating huts. Just before his death in 1919... Mr. Ansell gave £105 towards the construction of a bathing place, which is a dressing room and lavatories. Ooh. The huts were located by the river in the field known as Town Close. So people used to go bathing in the river.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. So do you fancy it, Noel?
Not in the moon, darling.
In the summer.
It's a bit cold, isn't it?
Oh, and there was St. Paul's Public School and Fagan's Homes. This magnificent brick stone building was designed by the architects Goldie and Childs. That's where the Calcutta Brasserie is now. It's an Indian food restaurant.
Oh, right.
It was built between 1863 and 65 for the Reverend Sankey and became St. Paul's Public School. In 1900, it was bought by J.W.C. Fagan, a London evangelist, when the building became an orphanage. This closed in 1963 and became a Franciscan prep school for a few years until it was bought by a property developer. And it was then, a cigarette factory for a while or something. It's now mainly residential, but also houses a restaurant and several businesses. So there's quite a few people at the Fagan's home.
When you stop and think.